Hi, this is Alexandre Sá from Brazil, from South America to North America and all around the globe. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth, question of the day.
Well, hello around the globe. Yes, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to show number 44 in the question and answer edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. This is a daily podcast, Monday through Friday, that is designed to help you learn all the tips, techniques, and secrets to building a successful network marketing business, online and offline. And the important thing to remember, even though I said learning the secrets, there really are no secrets. Show notes can be found at jackiealmer.com/QA044. Now, it really is true. There are no secrets. There really are no secrets at all to success. It's really about developing a set system of business skills that you can learn and master to be successful. And that ties right into what the question is today. And that is, a lot of people wonder how to explain what it is exactly that we do in network marketing. And even the question, do I lead with the product or the business? So stay tuned for today's answer. First, however, this show today is brought to you by socialmediabackstagepass.com. If you're like others and you're ready to learn all aspects of building a successful network marketing business, from the basics of the business, good success language, what to say to your prospects, how to follow up, as well as the steps to take your business online and use the amazing tools of blogging, email lists, social media sites like Facebook and more to attract those people who are online looking for a business, then my Inner Circle coaching program is for you. You're going to learn what works, what doesn't work, and how to truly build a freedom business of your dreams. You can learn more at socialmediabackstagepass.com. So I'm wondering if you've struggled with this like many have, and that is, how do I explain exactly what it is that we do in network marketing? So often we choke up when someone says, what exactly is it that you do? So I want to answer that question for you to help empower you to get out there and talk to people and not be afraid or stumble over your words or wonder what it is that you should say when people ask you that question. And I want to say a special thanks to Sasha Simon for that question. And I love that name. It's so catchy. Sasha Simon. That is a name for the internet for sure. Well, first and foremost, when you're asked that question, what exactly is it that you do, or someone wants you to explain it to them, don't get bogged down in features and a long explanation. It's okay to create some curiosity with people, but also at the same time, you want to be careful not to be too evasive, as that can create a little bit of suspicion and put a lot of people off. So let's talk about some ideas then on creating curiosity. What you want to do is come up with something simple and catchy to say when people ask you what it is you do so that you can answer that. And it's kind of like an elevator pitch or something along those lines. But you want to make sure that you do it in your own words so that it rolls right off your tongue very naturally. And I'll give you some ideas. You could say something like, I help people create multiple income streams through a side business online. I help moms quit the corporate gig and develop their own business at home. So just something along those lines. Think about what it is that you do. Think about your target audience and who it is and how it is that you want to appeal to them and come up with something. And then you can get even more descriptive when what the person is asking is, they understand that you're in network marketing, maybe they've seen your business, but they say, what exactly is it that you do in your business? So then you can say something along the lines of, well, there are two sides to my business. You can explain the products and how you help people with the products. And then you can also say something like, there's a business side to what I do as well, kind of like a real estate broker. I look for others who are looking for more income on the side, maybe income replacement and so on. I help them market our products and develop some, you know, loyal customers who love what we promote and what we offer. And then I also help them build a team of others just like I'm doing. Do you know anyone who might be interested in that? So it's important that you develop your elevator pitch, if you will, and know how to answer the question, I help people who ... with a product that ... That's the product side of it. And always, 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 you want to be careful to stay within the regulations of what's okay to share, especially if you're with a nutritional company. You know, there, you can't make any type of product claims as to what can happen. You can't say that you cure cancer, prevent cancer, cure arthritis, anything like that. What you can do, however, is share a personal story that you have. And again, avoid using words like cure and that type thing, but you can say, share exactly what your experience is and what's happened with you in the use of the product. And then, of course, develop the business side of that. I help people who, dot, 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 through my business marketing products that, dot, 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 insert the blank, and then finding others who want to do the same. That's an important part of it. And of course, if you go to streetsmartscripts.com, streetsmartscripts.com, that's my success language program that will teach you what to say, how to answer objections, how to develop that elevator pitch, and all that type thing. And then, of course, sometimes when you're answering that question, what you're really doing is answering that, is this a pyramid? And I've gone through this before, covered this multiple times, and it's certainly in the streetsmartscripts.com program. But the important thing is to answer that question with a question. I'm not sure what you mean by a pyramid, but let me tell you what we do, and then you can call it whatever you want. How's that? Okay, you ask that question, and then you pause and wait for them to answer, and then you go into the I help people who, and you use your product side of it, and also I help people who, and use your business side of it. So you outline both parts of it. So you would say something like, I'm not sure what you mean by a pyramid, but let me tell you what we do, and then you can call it whatever you want. How's that? I help people who are looking for more energy, maybe who are tired at the end of the day like I was, or have that lull about 2 in the afternoon. I help them find more energy like I have using product XYZ. Then also, there are two sides to my business. So I also help people create multiple income streams marketing these very products that I've had this great experience with and others have, and help them develop a customer base and help them build a team of others who also want to do the same thing. Do you know anyone who might be interested in something like that? So the biggest key to success in that is to become confident in what you're going to say, know what you're going to say when people ask you what you do, or you know, you have the opportunity to share that. The more you practice, the better you're going to become, and the easier it will roll right off your tongue. When you have confidence, people will naturally be interested. Give it a try and see what happens. And again, remember that you can find the show notes over at jackiealmer.com/QA044. Good luck to you in your business. Now get out there and make it rock. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at jackiealmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check.